Greetings from Earth, everybody. This is Christopher Morse, and you're listening to the Transcendence World Movement. And today is going to be the final show of Transcendence in this form, because we are going to assimilate into the creative cosmos, which was the overarching concept all along. And creative cosmos is now going to be on the air Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's starting in July. And heading into July, BBS is going to have all kinds of remarkable changes occurring. And if you can hear my voice right now and you're tuning in, you can hear that our sound quality is back to being clear and very much improved. So it's been an interesting week to be in Paradise, California. There have been power outages and internet outages and all kinds of electrical disturbances and equipment, and Don's been talking to some of the hosts, and I've been feeling some of the energies, and all of us in the studios feel like a major shift is occurring. There's energies flowing in, and all the power outages are just because every single thing has been an upgrade. You know, it's just been a couple days of adjustment. And now every single system is upgraded. And we think it's simply because we're ready to move forward. We needed to get everything as solid as we could. And we did. And we are. And everything is looking great as we move ahead. And we're going to continue to have many great shows. And we're going to be having some new shows here on BBSRadio.com. And Transcendence is going to live on in the form of a forum, and it's still going to be at transcendenceworldmovement.com, and it's going to be, we're going to put all the Transcendence articles that everyone has enjoyed reading back in through the forum, and we're going to put a link to BBS Radio and develop it over time, because it's a good idea. In fact, it's not just an idea, it's an observation of a state of mind, a state of being, one beyond the duality in the mind, and beyond identification with the physical body, and beyond the trappings of emotions and thoughts. In fact, not that we don't have emotions or thoughts. In fact, more than ever, we perceive them when we are free of them. We can experience them and still have space beyond. And there are many people who are coming to understand this. And so rather than it just being one small group here or one small group there, or even an individual here or there that understands the energies of the universe, of being a universal citizen, of being a person on a planet, and one who is self-aware in the kind of responsibility that entails. What you heard to open the show today was the first of a couple arrangements of mine. Actually, that was Trumpet Voluntary, and it was a little snippet of an arrangement I wrote for a friend's wedding just about this time several years ago. In a little while, we'll play a brass composition of mine called Summer Solstice Fanfare, and then we'll close the show with another arrangement of mine. That of a tune you've probably heard before, The Great Gate of Kiev, Mazorgsky tune. So look forward to that at the end. And if you're tuning in, I'm glad that you've joined us this evening. I'm going to cover a little bit of artistic ground, because Transcendence is also a modern way of expressing the Renaissance, or a Renaissance mentality, one where we can solve things with ingenuity, and we are students of the human experience, and we are aware of our divinity. A lot of people have been interested in Da Vinci as of late, what with the Da Vinci Code, etc., etc. And he's one of many throughout history who was a person of that character, one who saw the truth and was a creator and the manifester of ideas. And if we're tuned into the world of the television set all the time, or the old-fashioned concepts of how we should live, kind of a childish version of life, almost a caricature of life, you know, that is the image that's no longer necessary for the soul within the body to adhere to. That may have been necessary for a while, and some people move through these feelings at different times and different speeds. But now more and more people are moving away from that old definition of reality, one that people think is cut and dry, as if it is a known, as if, yes, we know and have demystified existence. Nothing could be further from the truth. And what a relief. Because if we had solved the mysteries of the universe, and we were as big as we sometimes portray ourselves to be, we probably have created a world that we couldn't have sustained. And if you're out there tonight, as always, feel free to call in. We can chat a little bit on air. You can tell me your thoughts, your ideas. 877-876-5227. We're sitting here in BBS Studio Number 2, the recording studio, the first show done out of the second studio in Paradise, California. And what a beautiful place to be, and what a energized place to be. You can feel the power. And we were driving around in the evening, and when the mist settles after sunset, you can see the astral plane, and you can see the entities moving around, because they're not that far away. And there are indeed certain times of the day, or certain moments, of where the bridge to the other side becomes a little easier to pass. The veil becomes a little thinner, and we can either see or even open ourselves to the psychic communication. And it's a much more enjoyable lifetime to never foolishly believe that things are lost and gone forever. All phenomena pass away. And all life goes on. And any we have loved, we will love again. And there are many yet to be loved. And considering love a bit further, let's consider it, let's strip away some of the more squishy aspects of love, the more emotional aspects. And think of it as a vibration. Think of it as energy, as a certain kind of resonant humming of the heart. Now that might strike a passerby as a little odd that I would start humming, but think about it. What is the Om meditation? It sets your atoms a-buzzing. It sends vibrations all the way through into the ether. If we want to raise our own vibrations and our own ability to perceive in the more subtle dimensions, the quickest thing to do is to hum. And there's a really good spot up behind the nasal cavity to focus the vibration that sends it cascading down through the body. And if you do that, even 10 minutes a day, you will raise your vibration enable greater psychic possibilities for yourself. It's a clear and simple meditation. Now, it's interesting, having worked with many students of many ages, and I often ask them what they're learning in school, and I often ask them if they've ever heard about such things as the Renaissance. And it almost seems as if, you know, they might gloss over it or give a few facts about it. But it isn't really until one gets to college that one even gets introduced more thoroughly to the fact that there were these aesthetical time periods in Western art history. And even then, it isn't deeply internalized. In fact, any student of humanity, anyone who seeks to grow and become thoroughly informed, should not just consider information in words, but should also look at the paintings and listen to the music of all the eras of history, and also of the cultures throughout the world. That is a way to truly grow and expand as a human. That is and always was the concept of transcendence as well. And one of the key goals and missions of the creative cosmos. The original idea was to bridge the Western art culture and the Eastern wisdom traditions. Of course, anytime you define anything, it leaves something out, because words are that way. But we must have an indicator, a guideline, something to go on. And there is great unity in aspects of Western art culture and in many of the Eastern wisdom traditions. You know, it is only the outside, the surface, the way the shell has accommodated the environment, that makes it seem to be a gap. But we must again and again go to a simply human level. We are human, just as a human being. And we need to redefine what our concept of being a human being is. Not just one limited to ideas or philosophical concepts, but a being who can truly transcend the flesh. Transcend even ideas into space, to become the celestial creature and creator we were meant to be. In fact, remember that being which we already are. Because the higher self exists even now and may indeed send messages back down to you in the body before you are linked up. You may hear a certain inclination. Along the way, in my early days of walking the path, I traveled through time and visited myself in a vision and told myself to stay the course and to take heart. And then many years later, when that moment occurred, I felt it and remembered it. Oh, and I allowed it to happen. And so I felt the whole time loop. You know, at first that might sound astonishing or hard to believe, but the more you realize that linear time is also something you can transcend, the less strange ideas like that are. You know, our body is moving through events, but even though we can trace a path from here to there, so to speak, if you truly tune into the moment, it is all passing phenomenon without the sense of time going through. You're just observing something. You know, you can think of it further of time. You know, I often see, compare, or illustrate all these spectrums in existence. Of course, each of our senses gives forth a spectrum. And I've gone over that before, and I'm sure I'll go over it again. But for right now, we'll also go further and consider that time itself gets split into a spectrum. And I believe that from the earliest days of recorded history, it moved at a little slower pace, longer cycles. And just like maybe the color is red, move at a lower frequency in a visual spectrum. And then time is slowly built momentum. And now we're way at the other edge. We're at the violet edge of time, right before it returns back again to the singularity. Because it vibrates so fast, at a certain point, it ceases to differentiate and becomes one. And I believe that is where we're all heading, to this oneness. That which we think we are inside ourselves is one and the same, just looking through a different prism of experience, a different mental construct based simply on the phenomenon and experiences accrued through travel, through incarnations. Because indeed, we travel through incarnations. Or first, even we can almost look at our own past as a past life if we let go. This becomes when you truly start to understand how the past life phenomenon works. Because if you can truly disconnect from your habits and patterns and begin anew, this is where the concept of being born again comes in. You're inspired from within with a light which wasn't there before. And it shines through and you see that which you had been the road you had been traveling was dictated by circumstance. And now you are going to take over the vehicle that is your body. Now you're going to come out and shine through and remove the blockages, remove the pressure that is holding you down, and triumphantly rise up and say, yes, indeed, I am alive. I recognize the gift, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm strong in standing behind that which I feel, and that which I perceive, and that which I know to be right within my heart. And if we can begin to live this way, we are showing that divine humanity that has been the goal of many movements throughout time and has been the teachings of many masters throughout time. Wake up out there. You are more than just your circumstance or your job or your relationships. You are divine. You are an energy system. You are an organic breathing mechanism. You are sustained by the light and love of the universe itself, and you are accounted for, you are known, you are felt, you are sought after. All we have to do is lower our guard and open our heart and understand that it is always our own responsibility to protect and maintain this for ourselves, because if we lose this, we aren't going to be able to contribute our higher gifts. If we allow the world or situations to defeat us or get us down, then again we start becoming defined and limited and boxed in, and the soul will not have room, because the soul can enter in and it can be pushed out again in traumatic phenomenon. That is why I encourage in transcendence awareness, which many spiritual people are open to, and also willpower, which is the alignment of your own center. It's different than ego, because first, you know, ego is that which sees itself as a reflection of what others see, defining yourself by roles, in having, seeing yourself as the center of the universe. But after dismantling that in releasing emotions that have held us back, frozen in time, and getting back true feeling and sensation in the moment by recovering those energies. We begin to create that space, that flow, and connect to our own link to source, our own nature, our own potential. And then recognizing that potential and seeing the signs of it, we ourselves nurture our own inner soul plant. And we feed it the minerals and vitamins, and we water it, and we give it sunlight, and we give it love, and it begins to grow. And then we see it, and we see it as good, and we see the signs of the divine within it, because it shimmers and glows and has something of the beyond intrinsically to it. And this is art. This is contributing something of value, because one can then be exposed to that artifact of transformation and be changed by it, be affected by it, have something awaken in them by it, simply by seeing it, and maybe be transported to the realm that the artist was depicting. And then again and again through each doorway of painting or song or symphony, we see that there are vast realms out there beyond what we perceived before. And we can sail and soar and find such spaces and such creative freedom, and it's such a joy and such a bliss to be in tune and to flow this way. It's simply a matter of valuing yourself and your heart calling and making it happen. Don't allow anybody convince you that it is other than how you feel it to be. You know, you might start, you can be almost assured that if you start out upon your own unique, original path, that not many will see where it is leading, because only you can know where it is leading. It is up to you to stand by it. You know, you don't need anybody to approve of it, you know. And, you know, if people doubt it or are skeptical, all the greater will be the triumph when you make it happen. And bringing your idea, your heart calling to the world, you will be realizing not just your own joy, but also the greater plan. You will be playing your role in how these energies will be dispersed into the greater populace. See, there are many people waking up, and it's kind of a, they're seeing that the first thing to do is recognize each other and then share the message of awakening, which is not something holy moly or dogmatic. It is very clear. It is very basic. It is very easy to understand if you can simply allow yourself to grow into the idea, because it relates to the past, and it is an extension of what we've built, not just as one person, but as the whole history of humanity. We've been building and building and growing and growing, and now we're at this culmination point, this great threshold, this great journey of discovery that is going to open wide for us, is opening wide for us, and can open wide for anybody. This is the beauty. We are remembering once again. And see, this is new for many people in the West, or maybe they've seen it scattered here and there, and some thanks go to such people as the Dalai Lama for introducing these ideas, and also sages Osho and Paramahansa Yogananda, and many teachers from the East that have come to the West to prepare the ground and to get the ball rolling on us grasping these higher understandings and incorporating them into our own culture and sharing them with each other and utilizing these deeper, sublime understandings to create a better world for ourselves and each other. And this is how we will live in harmony upon the earth. We just recently passed a milestone date on the calendar, the summer solstice. And a number of years ago, I composed a piece, a brass piece, just for that occasion. And it was called, and is still called, the Summer Solstice Fanfare. And so now we're going to play that in honor of the summer solstice. Hope you enjoy it. All right, welcome back, everybody, to BBS Studios, Paradise, California. Actually, this is Studio 2, the recording room. And we are up and running on the new system. And we found out that, with much more research, that Don had really done something, cutting edge in his setting up of the system. Because we bought all the newest stuff out there, and we thought we were going to upgrade. But in fact, his was beyond any upgrade we could find. So we updated all the hardware. We got new computers and better cables and a cleaner connection. And for those of you who didn't tune in earlier, you know, you may have heard in the last couple of days that BBS has had some strange energy phenomenons happening. And we're thinking that it has to do with, you know, the change that we're going through, the influx of energies, and all the systems have been upgraded. And like I said, it was really strange that even our main transistor outside of the house blew out and got replaced with a newer version. And our internet cable got replaced with a newer version. So we are in great shape here, and things are happening fast. So stay tuned. We have so many great shows and so many great hosts, and we're looking for some new ones too. So if you're out there and you're listening to BBS Radio and you are interested in a show, you can write me. My business email is going to be chris@bloginservice.com, and I'm acting as the chief spiritual officer of BBS Radio. And one thing I do in that regard is simply keep space and keep the observation and meditative atmosphere, and we're working to ground these higher energies and make sure BBS is representative of this purity that transforms. And you're listening to the Transcendence World Movement Radio Show, which is now going to be absorbed by Creative Cosmos Radio. The website, you know, is www.creativecosmos.org. Again, www.creativecosmos.org. And we are moving the Transcendence World Movement to a forum that we are going to soup up and really fill with all the articles and images that we feel are indicative of the vibration, as well as links to BBS Radio. So check that out, transcendenceworldmovement.com. We aren't getting rid of the idea, we're just changing forms and developing it in that form manner. And the Creative Cosmos Radio Show will be on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 o'clock Pacific time. And we were speaking just before the break about how art, if the artist can have a spiritual experience or tune into the higher vibrations and capture that in a work, that work can be a transforming agent. And we had gotten that far where we saw that if you are an observer of that work, you could be transformed by getting a glimpse of the realm that the artist was perceiving. And one thing about studying art history is you can tune into the aesthetics of a given era, which make a whole way of looking at things a part of you. You know, there's impressionism, this dreamy way of looking at the world. Things are a little bit hazy, you know. This is where the astral plane begin to come into art. Clearly you're seeing beyond the rigid outlines. And the music of Debussy goes in with this kind of hazy imagery. Often in art history or in history, the visual art and the musical art both have these characteristics of the era and represent an aesthetic. Like take the Baroque, for instance. That is in the 1600s and early 1700s. The greatest composer of which most people agree is Bach, J.S. Bach, who also had many sons who were also fine composers. Even one who was a precursor to Mozart in the classical era, and another who developed the Baroque and became representative of what's known as the Rococo, which was another way the Baroque developed at the end. At the very end, it kept going for a few composers. Also, Jean-Philippe Rameau, French Rococo composer. But anyway, the Baroque is a perfect example. You know, go to your art institutes, visit a big city, and walk through the museums and actually see the art from this era. It's an experience. And listen to these compositions. You listen to the music of Bach, it will change you. Things in your life will become more orderly. Your vision will become more clear. And there will be a sense of holiness behind what you do, not in an overt way, but in a real subtle, gentle kind of way. And in this way, we tune into all these different vibrations, and we can make them a part of ourselves. And when we have the kind of fluidity that is available now in the higher energies, you know, it may have been available for a few in the past. Some could have reached to such heights. But now with the information age and all the teachings from all eras are now available, and what used to take many, many, many years can now happen in an instant. Things have changed. And we are sharing our energies and opening this gateway of where transformation is possible. And hopefully it will continue to spread and lead towards a world that is more in tune with nature, in tune with what makes sense. We can chop out all the blockages in society, even as we can chop out all the blockages in our subconscious. It's only that we become very attached to them, and we become very attached to them because we don't want to change. But see, this change is what empowers the fluidity through which we can sail through circumstance and gain from the experience that we've absorbed, yet we maintain a distance, an awareness, a space, a self-center, an integrity, a watchfulness that remains the same, yet for that experience. And it's each movement we pass through new experiences, and we grow, and we let go, and we enjoy that freedom. That's how we fly. That's how we feel what it's like to fly. Because even though we are in the body, we are not anchored down. We may not be able to pull our physical body up into the sky. You never know, that might be coming in actual dematerialization into our energy body. It's not so hard to imagine. There have been several, if not many, accounts of the opposite occurring. A master of the high order materializing into the physical. Is that not the story of Jesus? After the resurrection. And also, Yogananda, who I mentioned earlier, tells the tale of the resurrection of Sri Yukteswar. And if anybody wants to understand how such things as a resurrection is possible. You know, we were talking earlier about raising the vibration of our energy through the Om meditation, and we can go back to that. But I want you to consider looking through the works of Paramahansa Yogananda, reading his books and material, and you'll see that there's a science behind the mystical as well. That it's only mystical because we have yet to understand it. But when we can see it, it makes sense both rationally and in the openness of the heart. We bridge the head and the heart and get that transcendent vision beyond limitation and definition and association. And you know, people relentlessly try to box each other in. When you become more aware, half of your conversations will be trying to bridge the gap and understanding that, no, I don't accept that as a premise. No, that's not necessarily the case. Or, no, you can't just assume because I said I like that I don't like something else. I can like this and like that and like this and like that. I can accept this possibility and this possibility. I don't have to just say I like this, which means I don't like that. But that's a trigger. That's a pattern that's been drilled into people's minds. Anytime someone tells you you have a choice, just one choice and that's it, this or that, and tries to push that on you, they're enforcing that mentality, that way of dividing reality, that way of putting nature in a box and lessening our own divinity. We cannot allow ourselves to be pulled out. We have to maintain in our center and meet the world through that center. And sometimes that is what a hero does. That is what being a hero is meeting each moment from your center. And be aware of how your energy field resonates. And you know, if somebody starts trying to enter into it, don't allow it. And you know what? You don't have to necessarily push back. You can just say, hey, I have a right to move away. I have my right to step back. Or you can, you know, send out the energy and create that protective barrier. You know, you just really being aware is the protection of the aura, simply paying attention. Because the scariest thing is to be unconscious, is to not be a master of your choices and of yourself, where you fall and allow forces simply moving through you. Because take something as the phenomenon of anger, like a really vicious, out-of-control anger, and imagine it moving through somebody. But now imagine that person getting angry at somebody else, and then that person continuing the cycle and being angry yet further. Well, you can start to see that there is a greater force moving through these people. You know, you could call it anger, but even strip the word away and just see the force as it moves through. Now, at some point, somebody has to stop this force or to step back from influence. And you do this through not acting on every impulse immediately. You develop patience and space. This was one of the methods of Gurdjieff. I believe Osho tells the story of how Gurdjieff, who is one of the great masters of the 20th century, and you know, look him up on the internet if you want to find out more. I think it's Gurdjieff. I have a link to him on the Soul School on creativecosmos.org if you'd like to see more on him. But he tells the story that on his deathbed, on his father's deathbed, he was visiting his father on his father's deathbed, and the last thing his father said to him was, anytime you get angry or you have an impulse to do something, wait 24 hours, and then if you still feel like making the choice, then do it. Now, this is an interesting method. And in fact, it's a method. It's a meditation device that I have incorporated in my own life. Whenever I feel really quick to act or like I have to do something now, I relax on it. I step back from it and I wait. Because those initial impulses are what cause us to you know, kind of create problems for ourselves. We just react instead of act. So what that 24-hour waiting period does is gives us time to act from our center rather than to be thrown off by the outside influence. And over time of using this method, you just learn to keep that space all the time, to keep that awareness all the time, and then you can truly feel the freedom that goes through the dimensions. You know, sometimes in the more basic definition of freedom, we think about just the body being free. But there is an emotional freedom. You know, if fear is being pumped out into people, they're not emotionally free at all. In fact, they're locked in just beyond the surface of the body. That's why it's so important to learn to get space, to learn to create your own reality, your own life outside of all these influences, to, you know, pull away from a collective, hive mentality that the TV encourages often. You know, the TV can be an amazingly good device as well, you know, through well-done movies and TV shows. But there are also huge amounts of it that send so many signals designed to portray a certain normalcy, a certain slice of the perception capabilities. And even amongst most of that, which is on the fringe of TV, it's still pretty contained. You know, that's why the internet is so interesting and wonderful, because it's kind of anything goes, and all the information is out there, you know. So people are turning away from the TV and turning on to the computer, because also they are a part of it. They are part of the creation. And I've even heard from mystic friends of mine that the internet is an extension of the earth, maybe even the earth's nervous system. That is why, through the internet, many of these unexpressed feelings are being expressed through so many. That's why channeling is becoming such a bigger thing, is because now the doorway is open to the fourth dimension to express itself through people on the internet. And these energies are a huge part of the transformation we're feeling right now. If you're tuning into this, I know you're feeling it, or you're going to be soon, or you've had your call. What a wonderful time to be alive. So know that the spiritual beings in the astral plane are involved in this internet expression. The earth is involved. Awareness throughout the galaxy is involved. We simply have to see beyond our shell, beyond our body, outside ourselves. As they say in Zen, we are but one blade of grass. But what a unique, special blade of grass. And how important to the whole is each blade of grass. This is the beauty. And we don't have to bear the responsibility for the whole. It isn't our job to single-handedly carry the weight of the whole world. We simply have to be ourselves and do our part. If we feel we're not quite there yet, take heart. Keep at it. Keep growing. Keep trying. Keep changing. It's a different way of looking at things, a different way of looking at the world. I remember waking up the morning after my first great awakening experience, looking outside and realizing that I still knew what I had known the day before, that things would never be the same again. Never again would I feel like I truly knew everything, or that I would ever be able to stop things or to hold things into place. And it took years of hurt and letting go and realizing that surrendering the ego to the river of the Tao would bring me the healing and the joy that every soul seeks. Well, everyone out there listening, it's been my pleasure today. Things have gone fast. And I'll be here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday through July with the Creative Cosmos radio show. Actually, it starts in July, and I'll be henceforth and evermore, at least for a while, on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 3 o'clock. So tune in Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific time to hear the Creative Cosmos. And the Transcendence show has been fun. And Transcendence goes on through the forum that we will continue to develop and cultivate. And that's at transcendenceworldmovement.com. And as always, the main site is creativecosmos.org. I'm your host and friend, Christopher Morris, signing out from BBS Studios, Paradise, California. The closing tune tonight is The Great Gate of Kiev, an arrangement for brass that I did a couple years ago. Enjoy, everybody, and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.